Fred in Connecticut, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you?
Yes, my question was, is it necessary to drain the boiler down in order to change your release valve?
Yes, it is, actually, because there is no valve between the boiler and the release valve for a very good reason, because if there was a valve and you overpressured the boiler, it wouldn't have no way of getting to the release valve. So, yeah, you're going to have to drain the boiler down below that point to replace the boiler pressure relief valve. Make sure when you replace the valve, Fred, that you put in the right size valve, because boilers have much smaller valves. They're usually 30-pound valves compared to water heaters, which have 150-pound valves. So make sure you put the right one in so you stay safe. Fred, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.